Discount airlines such as JetBlue and Southwest are reshaping the airline industry and winning over customers. Academics who study the industry give the new airlines high marks as well. The low-cost carriers took 3 of the top 4 places in a study of overall performance released yesterday. JetBlue got the highest score. While the discounters now carry more than a quarter of domestic passengers, access to their flights varies widely depending on where you live. From Minnesota Public Radio, Jeff Horwich reports.
From his office between the two runways at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport, Bill Wren sees red tail after red tail lift off. Wren is the director of air service marketing for the airport. The tails belong to Northwest Airlines planes. This is a hub for Northwest. That means nonstop flights to 163 destinations, a remarkable number for a metropolitan area the size of the Twin Cities. But Wren says the phone calls and letters he gets every week do not focus on the positive.
When they read about other cities having low fares and average low fares, and they talk to their friends or whatever, and they say, well, I'm only paying this amount to go such and such place. And they say, well, I'm paying $900 for that, or I'm paying $1,000. They just get irate.
When a so-called low-cost carrier enters a market, it can bring fares down by as much as 50%, according to one industry analyst. The Twin Cities do have some low-cost service from AirTran, ATA, Frontier, and America West. Prices are highly competitive on certain routes like Chicago, Atlanta, and Los Angeles. But low-cost airlines carry just 6% of domestic passengers at this airport, compared with more than 25% nationwide. Wren says his letter writers are clamoring for JetBlue and, most of all, Southwest.
We have for 10 years or better been talking to Southwest Airlines. And they're always very cordial, always very friendly and hospitable. And then they smile and say, thank you very much, but you're not in our plans right now.
Southwest and other low-cost carriers can and do shrug off the Twin Cities and some other markets. In fact, the low-cost model thrives on so-called cherry-picking of profitable routes. Analysts say taking on Northwest here would be tough. The airline is known as a fearsome price competitor on routes where it is challenged. Another market analysts say just isn't worth the trouble, Cincinnati, where Delta Airlines carries some 90% of the traffic. But once in a while, the cherry pickers do spot some low-hanging fruit.
The true battle and the future of air travel in the United States is going to be decided in Philadelphia.
Terry Tripler of travel website CheapSeats.com says Southwest intends to knock off struggling U.S. Airways in its Philadelphia hub. Southwest begins 14 daily flights from Philadelphia in May and plans to double that 2 months later. The challenge may be rough news for U.S. Air, but consumers are celebrating. U.S. Air's CEO has declared Southwest the enemy, and fare wars are already underway. A $450 round trip from Philadelphia to Providence, for example, will fall to $98 when Southwest service begins. Analysts like Tripler say if Southwest succeeds and dethrones a major airline in its hub, it will be a big boost to the ambitions of low-cost carriers. Some estimates see them growing to 40% of the U.S. market by the end of the decade. The 7 low-cost airlines have a reported 400 aircraft on order in the next 5 years. And there may be a few more Philadelphias out there. But airline consultant Michael Boyd says most of this low-cost expansion would come in already established markets.
There is a limit to the low-fare model. It requires relatively big airplanes, 100 to 150-seat airplanes, flying with some frequency between points where there are a lot of people or where you can collect a lot of people. There aren't unlimited markets there.
In fact, the vast majority of the nation's 700 commercial airports will likely never see low-cost service. Tom Parsons, CEO of BestFares.com, says this could be especially frustrating for consumers in moderate-sized but isolated cities.
They actually end up subsidizing, I believe, the rest of America. So the low-cost airlines would probably never go to Fargo or Missoula. That will probably be the bread-and-butter destinations for the bigger airlines.
Parsons says the low-cost airlines are bringing irreversible change to the airline industry as a whole, and they will add new routes. But whether they come to an airport near you depends on where you live. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Horwich in St. Paul.